We are live today with Corinne Stolakis. She is Miss Multiverse 2017. Today on the Pageant Cast.
TKP.
Hi everyone.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
And we are live. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann. I'm so pleased that you could join us. And in on the other side of the Skype line, we have the beautiful, the wonderful, and the talented Corinne Stolakis, Miss Multiverse 2017. How are you, Corinne?
Hi, Tim. Doing so good. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited for this.
Well, we're excited to have you on the program, and certainly this has been something I've been waiting quite a while for. Now, I have to start with one of my regular questions. Where are we calling you tonight?
I am in Bridgeport, New York. Bridgeport's my hometown, so that's where I am currently. And I'm so excited for this interview. I've been waiting a long time just like you, but I'm so ready. So let's do this.
So you are on the East Coast, and the East Coast is pretty well known for pageants. So how did you get involved in pageants? And this is something that I like to ask guys. What are your pagecedents or your past pageant experiences?
Oh my goodness, I have quite a bit of pageant history and pageant experience. And actually what got me started into the pageant world was back in 2014, I received a pamphlet in the mail. And that pamphlet said, you could be the next Miss New York Teen USA 2014. So I brought it to my mom and I was like, Mom, I really think that I want to do this pageant. She's like, because I was a horse girl and I had never done a pageant. I'd always watched Miss America, Miss USA on TV, but I'd never showed interest in actually doing one. So she supported me and I finally went through the whole application process, did the phone interview, all of that, and was accepted to compete. I competed for that title against 80 other contestants, 80 other young women from all over the state of New York, and I won that title, which was absolutely amazing, and I had one of the best years of my life. And then going on to 2015, I wanted to continue my pageant career, and I was appointed the title of Miss Missouri World 2015. And I competed as the youngest contestant at the age of 17 at the Miss World America pageant. And I placed in the top 12 that year, so that was very exciting for me. And then that pushed me right along, and I continued my pageant career with Miss New York Earth United States. I won that pageant, represented New York at Miss Earth United States. I won the national pageant. Then I went all the way to the Philippines, spent 5 weeks in the Philippines, and I was later titled Miss Earth Fire, which is an international title with the Miss Earth organization. And then in 2017, I took on the title of Miss Multiverse America, went to the Dominican Republic, competed for 3 weeks in the Dominican Republic with women from all over the world, had an amazing experience, and now I won that title and I am your Miss Multiverse 2017.
And a beautiful representative and title holder you are as well. Now, if people want to know how it is that you become a winning title holder, watch that last part of the video, because I think she only breathed in twice during the entire time and did such a lovely job explaining all the things that she's been involved in. Now, let's roll things back just a little bit because we got your whole history there. Let's go to where you started out there in New York. And my understanding is you grew up on a farm. Is that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I grew up in the farm with the horses, loving life. You know, I was getting down dirty, cleaning stalls. And that's what I really loved about my childhood, was that I was taught responsibility from such a young age out there every morning, every afternoon, every night. And I really just loved my childhood, got to ride horses every day. It was fabulous. But now I'm in the pageant world, and it's so different, but I love it just the same.
Now, you actually showed horses as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've only been on a horse one time in my entire life, and it took a team to get me up on there. just pushing on various parts of my body. So give me some advice when you get on a horse. What are some of the most important things to remember when horse riding?
Well, I think one of the most important things to remember on horses is that they're flight animals and that they take in all of your nerves and your emotions. And so they can really feel if you're nervous or apprehensive about getting on the horse. So it's very important to kind of take a deep breath and relax before you go up to horse because they can really sense your energy. So I would just suggest that, you know, try to calm down, go up to them, be very sweet and loving toward them and have very calm energy about you and always mount from the left side. That's something to remember too. Sometimes I see people leading a horse on the right side or trying to mount the horse from the right side. And I'm like, no, you have to always start on the left.
On the left-hand side. That's good advice. Cool. Now, in my case, they actually had to mount a crane and kind of swing me into position so that I'm not sure which side I officially came from. So, fantastic. So, you did that. And now, most recently, you also have started your own business there.
Yes.
Tell me, what are we talking about here? What is Fit for Rain?
Fit to Rain is a women empowerment business. It's all about showing women how to become the best possible version of themselves and helping them become the best possible version of themselves. I want them to be physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually fit to reign. So I work with women in all different areas of their life. I, of course, do pageant coaching, but I'm also a personal trainer, so I help them achieve their fitness goals. I'm a public speaking coach, interview coach, walking instructor, modeling instructor. So it's really the one-stop shop for women. I absolutely love my job because I get to motivate and encourage women every day, and I love it. It's definitely a calling and a passion of mine.
Well, and you had just the other day, I saw that you put a video out of you lifting entirely too much weight. That looked incredibly difficult. I want here. This is me weightlifting. Oh, forget it. Whew, okay, but that looked very difficult, and I'm glad it was you rather than me. Now, speaking of which, that was on your Instagram. You have another great video that's out there today. You post a lot, is a lot of great stuff, which kind of leads me to one of the things that you were recognized for. And you know what? It also reminds me that we have a very special thing to do, and that would be it's time for show and tell. There we go. Hold on, I gotta write it on the chalkboard. That's not really my handwriting, by the way. Okay, so
yes, see. For show and tell today, I brought my little sash here. At the Miss Multiverse pageant on finals night, on coronation night, I was titled Miss Social Media, which I'm very proud of. I posted probably way too much while I was there, but I really wanted to show everybody about my experience and how much fun I was having in the Dominican Republic. I loved being at Miss Multiverse and representing America, and so I post a lot on social media, but it's for a good cause.
Absolutely. It's for those of us left at home wanting to know what's going on. So
yeah,
we all appreciate it quite a bit, those of us that were left behind. So, okay, we have gotten to the part where I get to ask you about Miss Multiverse. See how I build up to that? See, this is the climax here. So let's hear about Miss Multiverse. First of all, how long were you out there?
I was in the Dominican Republic in Punta Cana for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks you're out there, and you're not exactly roughing it. This is not Survivor.
No. What? No, I stayed at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana, and it was gorgeous, luxury. And when I'm talking about luxury, it was just a phenomenal experience, a beautiful resort. Yeah. The people that worked there were amazing. The food was amazing, room service. So I just had a phenomenal time. I would go back in a heartbeat.
Fantastic. It does sound like a ton of fun. And activities. Now, some of these activities, I didn't even understand what was going on. So walk me through it. This is not your usual pageant. You've been involved in what I would call more traditional pageants. Mm-hmm. This one, let's just say it, it's non-traditional. It's a little bit different. What can you expect if you're going to compete in Miss Multiverse?
So, first of all, you're right. Miss Multiverse is not traditional at all. It is so much more in-depth than a regular pageant, I guess you could say. It's a personality contest, but it's also a reality TV show. So the whole time you're down there, you're being filmed. And it's a really different experience, but it really is phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. But you can expect to participate in all different events to show all the different facets of a woman. So we competed in networking challenges, some physical activities, physical fitness challenges. We also did, of course, public speaking. And then there were also elements of a traditional pageant like evening gown, swimsuit, runway. But for the most part, it was really just trying to find that well-rounded woman who could do well in all areas of competition.
What was your favorite competition?
My favorite competition is always the public speaking portion of competition. I love getting up in front of an audience and talking to people and really spreading my message. So public speaking has always been really fun for me. But I also am a huge fan of any physical fitness challenge just because personal training is a big part of my life and I am a fitness enthusiast. So I love any challenge that really makes me work hard physically.
Now, most people will tell you that public speaking is the most stressful activity that you can do. So apparently you're addicted to stress. Is that correct?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I love public speaking. I think it is such a phenomenal life skill to work on and such a way to put yourself out there and challenge yourself. But also you get to talk to people at lengths about something you're passionate about and really connect with people on a different level. So I love it.
Now, you've been involved in pageants for a long period of time. And not that you're old, but you've been involved with it for a good period of your life. So What do you think you've brought away from the experience most? What have you learned over the years that really has given you a leg up on the rest of the people?
I have learned so much through the world of pageantry, but I would say that communicating is one of the biggest skills that I have been able to work on through the world of pageantry, whether that is public speaking or interview, learning how to communicate with people verbally and non-verbally through written or spoken word. Pageantry has really helped me with that. And it also has really helped me with my confidence level and being able to state my presence when I walk into a room. I think that that is something that has really helped me in my career, furthering my career, because it's so important when you walk into that job interview or you walk into a room or a big event that you want to be noticed. And pageantry really does help you gain your confidence so that when you walk into a room, you make an entrance. And I love that about pageantry.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. You will be noticed. All right. Now, let's take a look, Miss Social Media. Let's take a look at some of the things that you're involved in. So on Instagram, people can follow Miss Multiverse and your name, Corinne Stelakis. Did I say it right each time,
yes,
by the way? I've been working on it since you said it. I have it written three different ways here in front of me, so... thank you. And you have two different websites you're involved in. Of course, MissMultiverse.com and FitTerrain.com. Now, what are people going to see if they follow you other than your beautiful face all over everything?
Well, if they follow me, you can really expect to see on my personal page, I post a lot about my pageant experience. Sometimes I'll post about my clients. I post about fitness. And I do often post inspirational quotes or Bible verses because I am a Christian. That's so important in my life. So you should expect to see that on my page as well.
I noticed one of the things you were very adamant about before we went on the air is a beautiful necklace that you put on. And I noticed it's a cross. Now, does it have special meaning for you?
Yes, I've had this necklace for years now, and I absolutely love it. And it's not like an expensive necklace or something that is really valuable, I guess, in that sense. But it is valuable to me because it does represent my love for Jesus Christ. And being a Christian, that has always been a huge part of my life. Jesus Christ is the foundation of my life. And, you know, the Bible is really what I try to base my life off of, and everything that I do and all the decisions I make, I try to make the best impact on this world, on the people that I meet through my journey of life. And this little cross necklace is just a reminder to me of everything that I want to stand for and everything that I believe in.
That is just absolutely heartwarming. Now, one of the things we talked about, you've been involved in a lot of different pageants. There mm-hmm. are a lot of ways to keep up with pageants. What are some of the best ways, either on the internet or word of mouth or publications? What are some of the ways that you keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in pageantry? Which, by the way, there is not yet a pageantpulse.com, from best of my knowledge. Every
hey,
other
that,
iterations
That's
out
clever.
There. Yeah, I've been waiting to see who's going to buy that one. But okay.
Like it. But yeah, I keep up with pageantry through all different social media outlets. Of course, Instagram, Facebook, the Pageant Planet. Of course, shout out to the Pageant Planet. They featured me as title holder of the day today. But of course, the Pageant Planet, they're a huge hub for all things pageantry. So I keep up with pageantry on their site and through their Facebook page. But I also want to do a very big shout out to Brother Joe. He is a pageant guru. He's absolutely amazing. I'm sure everybody in the pageant world has heard of Brother Joe, and if they haven't, they should, because he is awesome. So I follow him on Facebook, and almost every day he has an awesome motivational post about somebody doing something awesome in the world of pageantry. So that's really how I keep up with the world of pageantry.
That's fantastic, and that's great advice to everybody. It is a different world. Once upon a time, you had to go by word of mouth. Now, when you're trying to decide, here's a good question. When you're trying to decide, okay, this is a pageant I want to compete in, mm-hmm. What do you do to do your homework or to prepare to figure out which pageant you like to compete in?
Well, of course, I definitely check the websites and I look up who the directors of the pageant are to see if they are morally what I would agree with, and what if they stand for things that I would also agree with, because I wouldn't want to compete in a system that is, I guess, morally corrupt or that doesn't really align with my values. And I also always look to see what the pageant system stands for and if they have a cause that they're working towards. So I feel like all of the pageants I've competed in are really stand-up pageants, and the organizations are wonderful. The directors are great, very organized. And shout out to Linda Grandia, because she is a phenomenal owner, founder of Miss Multiverse, director, whatever you want to call her. She is awesome. I absolutely love her. She's so organized. She's so grounded. And she really does align with my morals and values as well. So shout out to Linda. She's awesome.
And she apparently does not sleep. I made this determination that she does not sleep at all.
Well, I can message her at any hour of the day, and she'll get right back to me. I really love that about her. I feel bad, though, because, I mean, it's probably really late her time sometimes when I'm messaging her a question, but she's always right there, getting back to me as soon as she could.
I don't understand it. I think there might be two of her. I really do. I think there's like, it's kind of like the Parent Trap type thing where there's twins and they switch out and you don't even know, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I mean, I would believe it, because she is so amazing. She's able to balance and juggle so many different things. So
it is amazing. And that's so helpful in a director. As you know, if you have a director that's behind you and helping you out throughout the year, you can get so much more accomplished as a title holder.
For sure.
Now, you are Miss Social Media along with Miss Multiverse, so you must walk around with your phone attached to your hip. So please tell me about an app that you use that you think all of our viewers would be interested in, that you have on your phone, and you just can't live
without. Oh my goodness. Okay, let me think. So I really, as much as you probably think I do walk around with my phone attached to me, I do check my social media and post on my social media, but I really don't have that many apps. I do have a couple that I love. One is Solitaire. I am a dork, so I love playing Solitaire. I know.
What?
And another one that I really love is MyFitnessPal, and logging my meals and seeing how many calories I'm taking in for the day. So that especially comes in handy when I'm trying to prepare for a pageant so that I can get super fit, super strong, and healthy.
I would be willing to challenge you on my Fitness Pal, because I am certain I eat probably 3 times the calories you do every day. I just kill at that thing. I am going for the high score. I keep trying and I fall off the wagon more often than Oprah. I am constantly trying to start up all over again. That's why I gave up New Year's resolutions. I'm like, yeah, I'm going with monthly resolutions because they are not going to make it to the 15th anyway. We can just reboot again at the beginning of the month. All right. Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you like those apps. You know, one of my favorite social media apps for everybody is something called Hootsuite. I love that thing. It's one of the best out there. You can actually post to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram all at the same time. So that's really helpful. I love that app. I'm like an app junkie. I try them for like a month and then they're off. But
I like that idea. The way that I do it is when I upload to Instagram, you can link your accounts, your Twitter and your Facebook account. So that's kind of what I do. But I didn't even know that app existed. So.
Oh, no. We'll talk off the air. Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff. I like one, too, called Pixel, P-I-X-L. I'm sorry. Ripple, R-I-P-L. And that does action graphics. It's pretty cool. But right now, my phone is an S5, so it can't put one more thing on it. Hey, we are just about at the end here, so I want to give you a chance. If there's something I didn't ask you about, but you want to make sure that the viewers and the listeners of the PageantCast hear about it from you, Corinne, here's your shot. There's your camera. Go ahead and tell us all about whatever you would like to do.
So I guess what I would just tell the viewers is that if you are involved in the pageant world or you love things to do with pageantry, or maybe if you're thinking about joining a pageant yourself and you need a pageant coach, I'm your girl. I know we talked about my credentials on the beginning of this video, my past experience with pageantry, but I have absolutely loved being involved in the pageant world, and I love even more helping other women achieve their goals in the pageant world. So if you're going to compete for a pageant and you need some help preparing, I coach interview, public speaking, wardrobe, anything to do with your image, your hair, your makeup, your walk, your evening gown, swimsuit, everything you can think of, I coach, and I would love to help your dreams come true. So contact me, check out my website at fitterrain.com, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Fantastic. That's right. Check out that website. I lost a lot of time looking at that website. That is a little bit of a rabbit hole. Lots of stuff in there, so make sure you spend some time and check out fitterrain.com. So we're at the end of the show, and something I like to do, and I know I have an expert now here. We have a coach. We have Miss Multiverse. She has many, many titles. I need to see your best pageant wave. So I'll set the scene. You're on the back of a convertible. There are people on both sides. Both sides. You got to work both sides here, Corinne. So, I'm not asking for something any newbie can do. Okay. Oh, look at that.
You know what
she
it
does
is?
The open
it's about
mouth
the
smile.
Elbow movement.
It's the elbow movement. Okay.
Yeah, it's not even the wrist. It's the elbow movement.
It's kind of like you're doing the hula above the waist. That's what it is.
That's my trick. I always tell people, you know, it's the elbow movement. It's not the wrist.
Now, it was interesting. Once you went into wave mode, you did the open mouth smile. And throughout most of the...
I feel like I'm like saying hi to the people while I'm on the back of the convertible.
Yeah, just so you know, you're not really on a convertible. I just thought I'd break the news to you. Sorry. Yeah. But you have a great imagination. That's fantastic. King Friday would be very proud of you right now. So you're probably too young to know what that is. Anyway, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute delight. And can't wait to hear what's next with Fit Terrain. Can't wait to hear how things progress as Miss Multiverse continues to grow every single year. It's fantastic that you're a part of it. So, Corinne, something I'd like to do.
Oh, boy.
Is at the end of our show, I always say Tiara Dreams, but it would mean the world to me if you would join me in saying Tiara Dreams. Are you ready? Okay. And in 3, 2, Tiara Dreams, everybody.
Tiara Dreams, everyone.
Tiara Dreams.